Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vidal moves to third. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Josephson to Alomar covering second. The throw back to home, and Vidal is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins catches it and steps on first to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Melton steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vidal strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oyler hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Comer steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pilots. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vidal takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Vidal moves to second. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 2 in the game. Patton hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harper scores. Comer goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 4-0, Pilots. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vidal hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Comer now playing left field. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Walt Williams pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Dan Osinski now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNaghtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. McNaghtney moves to second. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 3 in the game. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNaghtney scores. It's 5-0, Pilots. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Comer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to third. Melton moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ward scores. Melton moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. It's 5-1, Pilots. Diego Segui now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.